Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. We're here to have another wonderful program. And tonight is Saturday, June 2nd, 2012. And this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we'll have our Lightship birthday party in the food court for everybody who is going to be a little older this month. In fact, we're all going to be older this month. Each day we get older. The ones that, we'll be celebrating will be the ones that have a birthday in June, and we all can join in that celebration. So let's see if our co-host is out there, and we'll just see what's new. We'll go to the light ship in about 5 minutes. So, like everybody, if you get a glass of water, too, we'll do a water charging when we're on the light ship. We'll do it for some detox. That'll be one of the rooms that we go into. So get your glass of water ready, and back to you, Kathy.
Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. You've got a lot of greetings here on the Fast Chat, Ron. And while everyone's getting their glass of water, I can just say right now we're listening to BBSRadio.com on Station 2, Creation Lightship Healing. Today's date is Saturday, June 2nd, 2012. And this program is a forum for the healings and clearings that Ron has put on his website, CreationLightship.com. There's over 600 of them, plus he has four radio shows on bbsradio.com and other programs and a lot of archives and a lot of healing. The website is very comprehensive and very user-friendly, full of information. So it would be great if you checked it out, if you're listening new and if you want to follow along with what we're talking about. We'll be going to the Lightship Live, and there's information on the website about what the Lightship is, who Ron is, and what it does. And basically, in a nutshell, Ron is a light being who's here to help us with ascension preparation. And we're very fortunate that he's here to do that. He's the only light being who is here physically on the planet to talk to us about ascension, the true ascension, and help us prepare our bodies and spirits. So we are going to be connected to our spirit more and talk to it through our heart center, through the healings on the Creation Lightship, some of which we'll get to experience tonight. So, Ron, I think everyone's looking forward to that. And you mentioned that we're going to have the June birthday party up there. So that's great. Over to you, Ron, a little bit about the detox water, what that's for.
Yeah, that'll be for just detoxing, if you wish to experience a detox, and we'll also we'll be bringing in some of the energy of the one of the clearings on the website, which is oxygen, to get rid of the contaminations and the coatings that the aliens put into our waters and also air that we're breathing. So we'll have two healings for that, along with the Lightship healing. So let's got almost five after here, so let's talk about the Lightship here, then we'll go to it. And all you want to do is just request one healing, and it'll be a physical healing that you would like to have. Going to the Lightship in about a minute, and this only works live for people listening. If you happen to listen to an archive, you're going to have a lot of wonderful peace energy coming to you, and you can bring up your animals and pets. We'll do the energetic oxygen fusion into also our water here. So are you ready, Kathy, to go up?
Yes. Yes, I'm seeing some people think it's a great idea to do the detox water. And so thank you for that explanation as to what will happen on the Lightship. I know that you do a lot of clearing on there and that the we go into different rooms, so maybe some people in the fast chat, while Ron takes us up, you could indicate what area you'd like to go to or what sort of light being animal you'd like to see. And Ron always does a great job getting us to the request that we have. So after saying that, I think we're just about ready, Ron. So over to you.
Okay, so everybody, get ready. Here we go. So I'll count to five as we go up. So one, two, three, to a detox room, since we've been talking about detox. And we're in the hot tub, and here we go. Has the golden water in it right now, the golden gel. Again, just think of a clearing that you'd like to have physically. We'll also go into the room that has the kangaroos. They'll be working with us for a physical problem. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? And get your water glass, and we'll start charging that. We'll do some energetic oxygen infusion inside of the water. It'll be a detox water. So here we go. 1, 2, just hold a glass of water. 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hold the water. You might feel your hands kind of buzzing. We'll go into another room for a clearing. We'll go into where the koala bears are. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Feel your body changing a little bit here. We'll go into the centrifuge room to help eliminate some type of addictions, etc. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Your hands should be getting probably warm with that detox water. Going to a pool of water here with crystals in it for detoxifying your body, too. The water charging will be done probably in about 2 minutes here. Well, here we go into the crystal water. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the rainforest with the really big trees. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go into one other room. This is like a sauna with a hot tub. You detox it in there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Again, definitely request the healing now. Go into the room with the bumblebees. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And we'll go into the room that has horses. So again, request healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, one more room. So, oh, visiting the monkeys. Here we go. So, I'm going to be in this room here. Western healing. Then we'll be coming back from the light ship. So, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, your detox water is completed. And we'll go into one more room. This is the silver room for healing. That's your healing now, your physical healing. So stronger, here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Enjoyed this light shift session. And we're going to coming back and getting some oxygen right now on the light ship. It comes, I'll count to five, then we'll come back. So one, two, three, four, and five. We're back here now, and we'll see if Kathy's still out there. Did you come back okay? Oh, birthday party. Hang on. Let's go back, everybody, quickly. So we're going to have a birthday party going to the food court. And anybody who's had a birthday party this month will go there. And you can have your own cake of your choice, and we'll all join in. Request your cake or pie, whatever you wish to have. So the Life Beings now are going to be singing happy birthday to everybody. Here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. You can have seconds if you wish. Put that little pie or cake or whatever you ordered, strawberries and hot fudge or whatever, whipped cream and stuff. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Here we go. So now we'll come back after having our wonderful dessert for tonight. Coming back, I'll count to five again to bring us down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Kathy.
Wow, Ron, I'm just so enchanted all the time going to the light ship, although I can't see it. I feel it very keenly, and I really enjoy reading the comments from others who can seem to see so much. For example, Jennifer says, really bright light, what is it? And Ariel says, oh, no, she wanted to go to the geometric shapes. I guess she sees those. Lisa says, warm, vibrating hands. It's wonderful. And the water's so clear. The giant plants are really big in the rainforest. And the crystal water is amazing. And Susan says, her lungs are breathing easier. Tia says, what a fun party. Thank you for the birthday party. And so many people are saying that they really enjoy going up to the light ship. So it was definitely worth it to make a U-turn and go back up for the birthday party. And so happy birthday to all of you, June birthday people who came to the light ship and got to enjoy cake together. So, Ron, there's some comments in the fast chat about the website being down. So maybe you'd just like to address that for a minute before we go on.
Problem or updating or something, so it is off. It'll probably be up. I think it was on about an hour and a half ago, so nothing that I know of is happening other than that. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. And so everyone can just check back later, and it'll be running just fine. Looked like there were some questions on the fast chat originally in the beginning. Mike was asking if you could explain a little bit about how to use the timeline crash. Ron, in relation to the nano poisoning toxic deactivation or activation that you have been talking about the last few shows. So since we have some new listeners, maybe you'd like to just describe briefly what that is and how people can use timeline crashes to help address the situation with the nano poisoning. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, yeah, so that could be done if you wanted to do something for poison. Remember, anything that happens to you can be crashed on a timeline. So you may want to even do that and see if you have any results. So if you have a timeline crash and you're doing that and you haven't got the nano one yet, then you could probably still do maybe a similar type thing. You may want to crash every 10 years, maybe the last maybe 20 years, 1 year at a time possibly, and do some timeline crashes if you had any health problems, as it'll still help you out. The timeline crashes work with a emotional condition or problem or situation, you know, stress, anger, fear, any of those things that people have, anxiety, depression, you know, we could probably go on. But anyway, that's what it's for. And then also if a physical problem. So maybe you have a problem where you're finding your body kind of not working like it used to. Maybe you have a breathing problem. Maybe your brain isn't working too good or something. Well, do a timeline crash on that and just put in maybe nanotechnology possibly or a poisoning, atmospheric poisoning. That could be one of them. It could also be, you know, from food poisoning. So that's what the clearing is for the nano, is to get rid of stuff that you've ingested or breathed. Well, it's still coming into us. I guess the whole thing would be what we ingested. And, you know, we're going back to the year zero. Going back that far, naturally, you know, we'll have a lot of stuff that was basically pollutants that we have. So the nano one is an energy that is could be already here or will be here, we'll say, in the future. There's different people even talking about it now, I'm finding out after mentioning this here. And one person, I think, from another country about 10 years ago, somebody told me that they were talking about this time, probably 2012, that there would be a lot of nano poisoning. Where they got the information, I don't know, but that was one of the things. Well, I see it like as a two-part situation. I see it as we already have this stuff inside of us, like walking time bombs, and we don't know what activates them. If you just think of the movie The Manchuria Candidate, you know, where all of a sudden, you know, he had a brain alter system, you know, energy come in, and he changed who he was and did something else. According to that, that's kind of the way the nano stuff works too. So I think it's just being triggered, and it comes in, it's in the air, and then when they want to trigger it, whoever they would be, then all of a sudden it's going to affect the part that's already inside of you and maybe cause problems. So that's why we put it up on the website. So that'll be it's $25 if you're interested for 1 month, and unlimited version of that is $50. So you're able to do that process to move on to maybe get some stuff cleared out of you that maybe your great-great-great-grandparents ate some food that had this catalyst in it, or some type of energy, we'll say, that when the catalyst was what would be applied to it, I guess, which would be the nanotechnology, then it would activate the other half of what you already have inside of you. So this is why the clearing is up. So it's like a two-part system. We already have it in us. Now what's going to activate it? And the nano stuff is activating stuff. So the clearing is up, and if you want to do a timeline crash on it, yeah, by all means, give it a shot. See what happens. It should work. It may not be as effective as a nano one, but it will help you. And especially like we mentioned before on the timeline crashes, if you have a problem, then find out what the emotion on it is. You can figure that out. And then clear that emotion, maybe do it 50 to 100 times if you have a physical problem, then also do a physical problem with that, whatever you're dealing. Maybe you have a problem with your ears, maybe your sinus is draining, different things like that.
Ron, thanks for that explanation. Timeline crashing this nano poisoning. Mike wanted to know how would he go about that. Maybe other people would like to know that too, since they have the timeline crash and it is a very effective system. It worked for so many people who are on that same timeline. How would he go about it for the years? Did you have a formula that you had mentioned before? Just you said it started from the very beginning, like 1500s, and to timeline crash, say 10, 25 years at a time.
Yeah, on the nano one, the way it's set up is the first, going back to 1900, you're clearing 10 years at a time. And you want to do probably those a dozen times a piece. So for each 10 years, you want to do it about 12 times. You may even want to do it more. But remember, you're going to have probably some kind of results in your body to have that situation happening. know, because once you get it cleared out, your body has to process and define its own state of balance and well-being. And so don't do too many at once because you don't know what you're eliminating, you know. Remember, you can't really use your mind to tell you what to do on this. You have to just be careful with your body, and you don't want to overdose yourself on taking out too much stuff. You know, it's, you know, the way to look at it kind of is just think if you had major surgery on everything in your body that you can't see. Well, it'd be much easier just to do it step by step than to have the whole thing done at once because you don't know what's going to happen. So this is what's kind of happening to you. The stuff's being taken out, and then your body has to heal energetically and physically for what got removed. So you want to be very careful. If you get on to the nano clearing, you first get it for the $25, and this is like all the different clearings that we have, which have unlimited on it. Then if you wish to go unlimited after that, then you can pay $50. So I don't know if most people are going to be wanting to do the unlimited version or not. Maybe so, maybe not. I don't know. If you hit it really hard for 1 month, it might be fine for you. I don't know. So it all depends, you know, what you're experiencing and how much is going to be happening. Like I said, we'll find out more probably, you know, in, we'll say 3 weeks from now, since it's been up just for a short time, to see what people's reactions are to the clearing. And, you know, it's quite interesting. When I first started doing it, people became kind of nauseated and felt funny, maybe headaches, et cetera, and they would go away. So you know that something's being released as you're feeling some type of energies in your body and you're not comfortable with them. So we'll just see what happens. It's a good clearing. What you may want to do also when you're doing it, I'd recommend probably doing, you can do like oxygen infusion for you if you want. Do that where you get rid of the alien stuff happening to you. That would be one you could probably do with that. You do the gray sky clearing. But I wouldn't do anything like a whole lifetime clearing or anything that's like that because you want to stay focused on what you're doing. But the oxygen might be helpful. You did that pre-oxygen, alien oxygen clearing. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and thank you so much, by the way, for that energetic oxygen infusion when we were on the Creation Light ship. I felt that right away. It sort of perked me up because I have been doing the nano clearing, and so that clearing kind of gave me a little bit of a brain fog and made me yawn, and I was at work, and that was an unexpected reaction. So maybe people could try it first before they attempt to drive or go to work or do something important, just so they understand that that's what it is. It's, and then they can maybe wait a little while or do it at home overnight. So would it be a good idea to do the clearing, the nanotechnology clearing, that if they buy it overnight too, instead of during the day when you're trying to do important things and take care of business?
Boy, that's I just don't know. You know, it's too new. Mm-hmm. Anything, you know, on that here.
Yeah, because I know it didn't bother some people. It did not bother them. So, but it is a little bit, I think, stronger than some of the clearings. However, afterwards, I kept saying I did feel pretty good, and other people reported feeling a little bit refreshed. They felt better.
So you don't know how much of this poison you have inside of your body. That's the whole thing. And did your DNA bring you different types of things that are activated now or not? No, this is kind of all new ground, new territory. So you just kind of got to wing it here and just see what happens. I don't have an idea. All I know is that by what people tell me, that they are feeling better now. But, you know, it is a roller coaster ride sometimes. Oh, what you could also do, somebody requested or asked me about doing maybe a billboard clearing along with doing that. And I don't know, you know, if they wanted to have the billboard state that they're, you know, like, you know, perfect health and things, that people would read that in them. That's kind of interesting that your health is good. And then maybe people are thinking all the time that they are under this nanotechnology or health. Oh, well, it's just another way of looking at it. I never thought of it too much that way. Remember, you know, everybody here is under something. So if you're all under poor health and that's a subconscious transmission being done to everybody on the planet here, then well, you may want to just say you don't live there. You know, you want to get off that timeline. So in fact, we'll do that right now. We'll do a timeline crash for the energy of poor health, okay? This could be anything, naturally, that you're dealing with. Because I think a lot of people might think that they're not well. Especially if you're older and you start seeing people, you know, in the daytime. When you go to work, if you're working class, we'll say, say under the age of, I don't know what that would be now, probably 70, I guess. Years ago, it was probably 50. Anyway, now it's more, but you know, you normally don't see that many people because you're working typically in an office or something, unless you're in retail, and you just see young people your own age working. And then when you get out of the workforce and you're looking around, then you see all these older people, and some have canes and crutches and wheelchairs, and you go, holy smokes, I don't want to be like that, you know? And so, you know, society sort of transmits to everybody that as you get older, your health is going to decline. So everybody knows that. And so let's take that away from your psychic billboard, everybody. We'll see how you feel. So your billboard, we're going to erase that. So that could be already on there, you know, ingrained. You don't even know that it's on there at all because that's the foundation of it, you know, that basically, society doesn't live over the age of 100. So here we go. I'm going to clear that thought off there and put in that you're all in wonderful, perfect health. Okay? So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just for a test here, why don't everybody just get up and look at their face in a mirror? It may take a minute or two. And just see if you happen to look different. Because remember, your psychic billboard can affect you physically. Well, it does it psychically, but that also, remember, thoughts are things. Just see if maybe you look a little healthier or younger or whatever that means to you. We'll just talk for a little bit here. We'll get some comments on the fast chat. We'll just see if anybody actually can see a physical change in their face. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that would be so nice to see less of what I don't really like. Thanks, Ron. And if you could just kindly post some comments in the fast chat, I'll be looking for those and reading them, and some about that poor health timeline crash Ron just did. And let's see, there were some questions earlier, Ron, when you mentioned the alien barcode removal, the alien oxygen barcode removal for help on getting oxygen into our cells. Joseph was asking also if the 2,000-year barcode might help out the nanotechnology toxins.
Yes, I'm sure that could a little bit also. They're all going to help out. Oh, yes, how much, it's hard to say, but, you know, getting rid of that oxygen that's being transmitted to you with alien codes that are going to destroy your body, you know, is good to get away from you, yes. But the other one may work, too. So they're all there to help you, and that's the main thing is to try that. So just see how you feel now just from Oh, we got Susan here. It says, face more full of light. Well, that's nice. Oh, the psychologist says, I look younger. Great. Back to you, Kathy.
And Ed is asking if the nano stuff is Morgellons or something else.
Don't know. Can't get into that. I have no idea.
Marcy's asking, are there safer places on the earth to live regarding the nano poisoning?
Don't know either. Can't tell you that. No, I think it's all over.
And Marcy's asking, how often do we change the psychic billboard?
That depends on what you're changing in yourself. The psychic billboard, I would say you want to change it every day or two. You see a lot of people. Let me rephrase that. If you probably see 10 or 20 people a day, which to me would be a lot, then you're transmitting that to 10 and 20 people. And they're all going to respond to you a different way. And when you see the response to you changing, then you want to go back into your billboard and readjust it again because you already moved through it one change, and you want to add another change. It's like walking up steps, okay? You can't skip any steps as you walk. And each time the cause and effect energy shifts and changes for you, which is what your billboard is there to do, once you recognize a change, then you know that you're already in the change that you put into your billboard. So another way of saying this here, if you did the billboard one time for a whole month, you may have already had it completed maybe the first or second day, and then you wasted 28 days of that clearing because you didn't work it. So once you see people responding differently to you, that means that the billboard is working for you, and then you want to now change it for something else. And don't make too big of steps, okay? Just make something that you can move into yourself and accept it, and then see how people respond to you. And then monitor that, and then maybe within a day or two, and change it again. Remember, this is to help you out to bring into your life what the program that you're normally running on is not allowing you to have. That's all that it's doing. Remember, it's all programs. So you just don't have the program that you like. You want a different program. Or you're changing the program on the psychic billboard. And it's $20 for the month. And you want to do it for a month and see what happens. Change it as often as needed. Needed means as people respond to you differently, then you change it. Now, maybe on the billboard you made too much of a change and nobody's responding to it because it's not in alignment with you. So then you want to back up and re-examine what you put on your billboard. Start over again. Remember, you can only move so far on the billboard. Remember, if you need to get a job, then, you can't put on there, I want to be a president of a company. No, that's not going to work at all. You have to put in that you want to have a job and at so-and-so company. And then from there, you see how that works out. And that's the way the billboard is. It's one step at a time. You have to monitor and see if you completed that step before you change it. And maybe you're taking four steps, like I said, or more, and can't move into that because you're not matching that vibration. It's trying to put the vibration into you for that, but it might be a problem where you need to back up and do it slower. No? Remember, you need to get a job before you can be the president of the company. So back to you, Kathy.
We have some technical types of questions on the fast chat regarding the timeline crash you did for the nano poisoning deactivation, you talked about that. And let's see, Marie is asking if it's okay to set the time clock for every 10 years, like 60 minutes for each 10 years on the timeline crash for nanotechnology.
I think that's okay. Yes, that sounds about right to me. Yes, I would say that would probably work fine.
And Tammy would like you to clarify if you would suggest the unlimited nano clearing deactivation be purchased, or just to clear what is in the present, or what just do the present clearing the way it's set up?
That's what I mentioned, is just first do the $25 one, and that way we'll see how people are responding to that. And then after that, if you wish to get the unlimited, we have to do the $25 one first and then do the unlimited for $50 after that. Some people may want to do both of those, but like I said, just first do the $25 one and see how you feel in about 3 weeks, and we'll find out more about what's happening. Because you may be doing other clearings, too, that could also help you out with this, like we talked about timeline crashing. And you may not need to do the unlimited. Oh, I don't know. This is all brand new, you know, to me. You know, possibly you may want to do the unlimited to do it quite often throughout the year here. I don't know yet, you know. Typically that would make sense to me, but I would first just do the $25 one. Just do the thing for 1 month like you normally would do, and we'll see how that works and see what other people comment on 3 weeks from now. Back to you, Kathy.
And Lana, apparently she did some, either the clearing or the timeline crashing. She advises pretty much what you said, Ron. It is heavy to clear nanotechnology, so take it slow. So that does bear repeating. And some comments on the timeline crash you did for poor health just now when you asked everyone to look in the mirror. More comments are, Holly says, I look younger. And Ted says, the skin on my face is more soft and elastic. Robert, eyes are more full of color. Liz, my eyes are very clear. Olaire, my eyes are more clear and face shiny, I think, from wrinkles being gone.
That's good. Great.
Cammy's just asking if you released clones on our face.
Nope, I didn't
or
do any clones.
Or what just happened.
Nope, I just did the billboard. Remember, your billboard, everybody probably has one in there saying that you're going to die at the age of 100. And it might even say in there that you have, remember, it's a program. And in there could be your barcode, too. You know, that's going to be on there. People see you and they go, oh, you want to avoid this person here. They're going to have the flu in a week. Everybody walks away from you, you know. Or, oh, there's a barcode coming. If you get hit by a car, I don't want to be holding hands with this person, you know, in the future here because the barcode is there. Remember, all these things are readable. It's on your psychic billboard. So when you start releasing these things, then you start feeling better. This is the whole process, is to get away from a program that you're running. So we just released from you the program that is up there all the time that we don't live past 100. And basically that program got eliminated. Now, what else is there? Maybe past 50? Actually, we'll do one more of those, okay? So I want you to take your physical age, everybody, since, you know, we're all young chickens here, and, you know, whatever age you are is fine, you know. And so take your age and add 5 years to it, and we're going to take that off of your billboard because very possibly maybe there's something going on 5 years from now to give you poor health. This would be like a poor health type of billboard scenario where somebody sets you up with your soul family, okay, et cetera. So this is different than a barcode, but it's very, very similar. I think most of you understand what I'm talking about here. So here we go. We're going to clear this away off your billboard, and we'll have you look in the mirror again. We'll just go 5 years into the future. This is what we're doing now to take away what's imprinted there, which is part of your program from the stars and the planets, et cetera, your natal chart. I'm going to take that off you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, if you had anything up there to cause you an accident or a negative situation that would affect you poorly, that should be off your billboard now, because that's still going to affect you. Remember, thoughts are things. And it starts off in the invisible, then it manifests into the physical. Oh, everybody look in the mirror, see how you feel. And I could do, I'll do another one after this one here. We'll do one for 1 year from now. So let's get some comments there. And how's our time getting? Yeah, we can still do it. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, look, go ahead and make your comments. And Will saying he's getting younger as he ages. And Ed is asking if we can prevent anyone from undoing the age clearing you just did.
I don't know. The reason why I'm saying that, you could have somebody in some foreign country, or maybe in the state that you're living in, that has a little dollop they wiggle up and down, back and forth, you know, and shake it and has your name on it, you know, and it has a rope or noose around its neck. So you could have somebody doing you know, curses on you or something, spells. So, you know, at this point, I don't know. I really don't know if, you know, what out there is controlling everybody here. You know that we're run by programs, mind programs from the beyond, and also ones that are stored inside of us. And then what are people doing to us? So, you know, the answer is, you know, is I don't know. If you don't have anybody doing this stuff to you, then, you know, this should be a permanent thing. But I can't guarantee that because, you know, you have to look into the future and you know how people are. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. And going back to the nano clearing, there's a couple of questions about how to use it, but I didn't even mention yet that how to find it. For anyone new who hasn't purchased it yet and would like to, you would just simply go to the top of the creationlightship.com website, and there's a bar there where it says search for a healing. You can type nano in that and hit go. And it will take you to the page with a well-written description about what the clearing is. It actually says the 2012 Global Cellular, something like that, clearing, nano, the activation clearing. And it will give you a great description of what it is, what it's about, and how to use the clearing. And once you purchase it, which is via PayPal right there on the page, you'll get a link and some username and password to use to go ahead and use the clearing with. And then the clearing will have a whole series of years and steps that it takes you through. And then Ron had advised to do 10 years at a time, which is already preset to do, 12 times. And then he has added to that clearing in auric field protection that you can run at the same time. He said that, or you can use a spirit infusion. If you have spirit infusion that you like, say on the alien attack page, you like that one, that will be fine too. But he recommended to run that at the same time you do the nano activation clearing. And he also said to only run the clearings that do not affect your body, which would be if you'd like to do the gray skies timeline crash, the satellite timeline crash, or, say, the new Earth protection timeline crash, you can still do those. However, that would be the only clearings that you can do while you're running the nanotechnology deactivation clearing. So I hope that's clear and that everyone can do that as well as their timeline crashes if they'd like to get further self-empowered and further cleared out from this. And also to pay attention to how you feel while you're doing the clearing, and take Ron's advice to go slowly. And if you feel something, that's normal. If you don't feel something, that's also normal.
Yep, everything
people
works.
People don't.
Okay. Well, let's go. So hopefully people are feeling the 5 years. We'll go 1 year now. And it's very interesting. I don't normally feel a lot of energies instantly, but as soon as I got to said 1 year, my body kind of fluttered, you know? So there must be some fear out there in people. Like, what's going to happen to me in a year? 5 years is way down the line, you know. But 1 year, I've got a lot of anxiety. So here we go. We'll do psychic billboard clearing for 1 year from now. This is another way to use a psychic billboard, which I never even thought of. So now you're really empowered, people. Here we go. So you want to get rid of the program that's giving you poor health, that's programmed already on your psychic billboard. Remember, this is all these sub-chapters in there, you know, different transparencies that are laid over it. Here we go. Turn away 1 year. So one, I'll count to 10 to clear it. Two, three, four, yep, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. So we're replacing that with perfect health, okay? I'll just count that down for perfect health here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, well, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So we'll see how you people are feeling here. Hopefully you're feeling better. We need to do an anxiety clearing or fear clearing. If somebody needs that, just hop it on the fast chat real quick here, and I'll do that. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Mike, it said he would like a fear clearing. And also there's a couple of comments about the 5 years that you added to our age on the billboard and cleared for perfect health. So let's see what David said, that he felt more like his intestines were being tickled.
That's good.
And Trent said he felt heat sensations and a lot of sneezing from the detox water. And he's asking if that's normal.
Anything is normal. Anything is normal. So let's do a clearing for fear, I guess. So here we go. A fear of the future. That's on your billboard, too, remember, whatever your fear is. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. Make sure that you're in the present moment here. Your finger exercise, everybody. Make sure it's straight ahead of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, let's take away one of the fears that we have that still could be haunting people. Got a few minutes here. I thought it was a big joke when they were talking about it, but some people took it seriously. This was the Y2K thing. Oh. Let's do a timeline crash on Y2K, because the energy is still with you if you heard about that. Whether you believed it or not, you still had it, you know, your finger in the stew a little bit. So here we go. Let's get that off of us. Y2K energy. So stronger, getting off us here, timeline crash. So stronger. I'll use stronger in place of counting. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. If that helped you, we have another clearing that looks like Marianne would like for 2 years. So let's do that one here. So this is the whatever anxiety you have happening for you in 2 years from now. So here we go. One, two. Like a billboard clearing to erase what's going to happen in 2 years. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Everybody, just see how your body feels now for having whatever's coming down the pike. You know, to you in 2 years. Back to you, Kathy.
Some people are feeling the fear releasing and commenting on different physical sensations. Marcy said her face feels warm. Shannon's getting a hot flash, or was that just normal? But some of the men, Will says, no, he got one too, and he's a guy. So... Cindy says she got a hot flash also. And, yeah, it's typical. I feel a warm face. It's just a flush, really. And then, let's see, the one-year clearing worked really great for a lot of people. They felt the fear leave. Oh, and there was comments earlier about the alien oxygen clearing, if there was any significance about the colors. And Liz does say that it's a good one to use.
Yeah, I put different colors there because I had no other way to really do it. I wanted to sort of change the way people think about doing clearings. So we put colors in there. So the colors are just another way of selecting a particular type of oxygen. So people can mix them too. So it's really neat to do that clearing. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so then you cleared the Y2K energy. That was in the year 2000. Some people are saying they had felt that too. Janice was yawning a lot with that, and people are feeling more of the flushes. And Rupert saying this is a really good specialty show for him tonight. Thank you very much, Ron. And Shannon saying, yeah, erase all the bad stuff. So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, so that, if you're in the moment, that stuff goes away. So that's the whole thing why you want to be at peace, because you're only at peace when you're in the moment. But one way to use the psychic billboard, very nice, so you can really look at it differently now to change what's going to be coming down for you, you know, in the future, because the billboard will have it on there. Remember, that's why you change it. I didn't look at it that much more, you know, in detail, but this is a very good way to do that, is what's going to happen to you, you know, and down the road. So you can change it. Already programmed there. Is that I put the clearing up so that you can clear what you want to get rid of right now, move on with your life. But you're still moving on in a year from now or 2 years, so you want to clear that stuff too. So anyway, this has been a very fun show tonight. Hope you enjoyed the cake and ice cream and hot fudge and whatever we had in the food court, everybody. happy birthday to everybody this month. And if we need to leave now because it's 55 till. Blessings to all of you. We have our special house coming up a week from today, excuse me. It'll be the four-hour call on the 9th, and we do three consecutive Sundays after that. So we have 28 hours of healing for this month coming up. Have our calls that are also on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we do entities, we do hoardings, and then we also do replicas, get those off of us. And that's the Thursday call is replicas. Owned bodies. Oh, and we have water charging on Wednesday. So blessings, everybody. At BBS, I get the next host on here. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.
Okay, we'll see you later. Thank you, everybody. Bye.